There's a story that surfing reached U.S. shores a little over a century ago when two Hawaiian princes showed off their wave riding skills in California. Maybe it's just that, a story. The Philippines has its own surfing origin story, too, but it only dates back to the late 70s, and it has something to do with Hollywood, as Jason Strother reports from Belair.
Ponytailed Raymond Hamora rubs wax onto a red, yellow, and green longboard. The 25-year-old lifeguard grew up here in Belair, 140 miles northeast of Manila, and today he's giving me my first surfing lesson.
This is your board. Hey, let's go. Let's go there.
I squeeze into a very form-fitting yellow wetshirt with the word student on the back, and we head down to the beach where he explains the basics.
This is upper deck.
Okay.
Okay, this is a lower deck.
Okay, okay.
This is a traction pad. And this is a leash.
Okay, so I put that on my arm.
No.
No, on my leg. Oh. Yeah. See, I don't know anything. Shall we go?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hamora tells me I picked the right place for my first lesson. Belair is the birthplace of surfing in the Philippines, and that's because of a certain film by director Francis Ford Coppola. Some of Apocalypse Now's most famous scenes were shot in Belair back in 1976 and 77.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
But it's the movie Surfing that made this once remote fishing village a legend in the Philippines.
Hell, a 6-foot peak. Lance, go with Mike, let him pick out a board for you, and bring me my Yater spoon, the 8-6.
I don't know, sir.
What is it, soldier?
Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf!
The making of Apocalypse Now is legend, too. Doug Claiborne was on the film crew in Belair, and he recalls that sets were destroyed by a typhoon. The Philippine military would suddenly reclaim its borrowed helicopters to go fight insurgents, and even the surfing scenes didn't go as planned.
I can't honestly say it was true because I never checked it out, but the initial two surfers that were hired to play that role, and they were kept on because the movie kept dragging out, and ultimately when it came time for them to do their thing, they couldn't surf.
Claiborne says he never looked into what became of Belair after the crew left town. Today, the northern part of the beach is known as Charlie's Point, after that famous line in the film. A few local businesses, including a surf shop, are called Charlie Does. An annual surf competition is held here in February. But that's not the end of the story of how surfing was introduced here, according to local hotel owner Edwin Namoro. He remembers as a kid watching the Apocalypse Now surfers, he'd never seen anything like it before. When the shooting was over, one of the filmmakers gave his friend a gift.
One of the crew left one board for him, and he's the one who teaches me. That's the beginning when I start surfing.
According to Namoro, that board helped him and his friends become the first Filipino surfers, popularizing the sport across the country.
I think like any legends, it's about 50% true.
This is filmmaker Mario Cornejo.
It's a given fact that surfing began after that film, especially in Belair, and in the wider scope in the Philippines. That's not to say that one caused the other, but absolutely one came after the other.
Cornejo was in Belair shooting his own movie, Apocalypse Child, which plays on the local legend. In addition to the left-behind surfboard, it imagines that one of the American crew members from the 70s left behind a love child. As for my own surfing story, after some spectacular wipeouts, I got the hang of it and stood up on the board for a few seconds. Not bad for a beginner, my instructor told me. Charlie don't surf, but at least I gave it a try. For The World, I'm Jason Strother, Belair, the Philippines.